I guess my vote is yes. I'm confused, but I'm voting yes because I'm on that committee.
Jim Shafto?
No.
I was called. Paul?
Yeah?
You didn't finish. What, was I called before the interruption?
Yes, you got called. You voted yes.
Yes, I did. Okay.
All right.
Hey, we took quite a few turns there.
1, 2, 3, 4. Damn it. I'm splitting something over a page here, so bear with me a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It appears to be 7-6. Let me confirm that.
Which way?
7-4, 6 against. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, I have 7-4, 6 against, no abstentions.
Could you repeat the name and the vote? There were several interruptions in the process.
You want the whole thing over again? All right, Aaron, the vote is on. Refer this to the Code of Conduct Working Group. Ray Sarin, no. Lydia Brazan, no. A.C. Byrd, yes.
Wait, no. I voted yes.
Who's this?
Lydia.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, you just
Grace,
said that.
I'll do it again. Ray Sarin, no. Lydia Brazan, no.
No, that's incorrect.
She said, I voted yes. I have you down as yes. I said no. I'm sorry. A.C. Byrd, yes. Mark Hernandez, no. Bob Lederer, yes. R. Paul Martin, no. Rosalinda Palacios, yes. Richard Phelps, no. George Ryder, no. Serene Roberts, yes. Julie Rodriguez, yes. Wendy Schroll, yes. Deb Shafto, no. And that's it.
Hey, I would like to change my vote.
Who's this?
Wendy. I'm going to abstain.
No!
I don't think you can change your vote after it's been announced. It hasn't been announced.
Well, sometimes we let people
Chair
do
hasn't
that.
Announced
sometimes
anything. We
don't.
Jump over this thing. So.
Okay, what is the count?
Well, at this point, it would make it 6-6-1.
All right, so it doesn't pass.
One.
And it fails.
Yeah, there's not two-thirds anyway.
We don't have two-thirds for this. Okay, so the main motion...
Okay, the main motion coming up in 1 second, as soon as I roll this software in here. Okay, the motion now is to refer both motions to the Policies and Procedures Working Group. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan. Lydia Brazan?
No.
No. Jim Brown, A.C. Byrd?
No.
Cade Campbell, Mark Hernandez?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Rosalinda Palacios?
No.
Richard Phelps?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Serene Roberts? Serene Roberts?
No.
Julie Rodriguez? Julie Rodriguez? Come back. Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay, Julie Rodriguez. I'm not hearing anything, so I think this person isn't voting. 1, 2.
We're starting to fall off.
I have 7-5 with no abstentions. Madam Chair, I have 7-5 with no abstentions. 7-4, 5 against no abstentions.
7 yes to 5 no's, right?
Yes, 7 yes, 5 no, and no abstentions.
Okay, so it passes. So
a very broad point of information.
Yes.
Was this one to be exclusive, or was this motion
the motion was to refer both of the resolutions to the policies and procedures working group, and it passed.
Okay, but it was not simultaneously to go to the Code of Conduct group. That question was raised.
No.
Okay.
So that is there. Now we're going on to WPFW.
Aren't we on to committee composition, or did we...
No, we did committee composition.
No, we didn't.
No, you didn't.
It was working group composition.
What?
In terms of the composition of PND committees and the issue of two directors...
I'm sorry.
You haven't come to that.
God, that's
you didn't
right.
do that.
I forgot. Okay. Sorry, go ahead. Okay, there were two motions. One was by Ken, one was by Mary.
Two were by... I have two motions here.
All right, two.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mary, go ahead. I don't hear Ken for the moment.
Well, I am proposing the following two, if one passes, then the other would be voted on. The first one. Whereas it's stated in the bylaws, Article 8, Section 2, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station, unquote, and whereas there has been no special rule adopting limiting membership by directors to less than two from each station per standing committee of the PNB, therefore, be it resolved that the PNB shall elect annually no more than two directors from each foundation radio station to each standing committee of the PNB. That's the first one. And the second, if that one passes, whereas there are currently several directors seeking to serve on standing committees whose talents fail to be exercised due to a customary limit imposed of one director from each station per committee. Whereas a special rule has been adopted, that's the motion one, permitting no more than two directors per station elected to PNB standing committees, therefore, be it resolved that the special rule on PNB committee composition take effect immediately so that vacancies so created may be filled by directors elected to the various PNB committees at the regular March PNB meeting.
And this, everybody should have this. I sent it out this morning. It was sent to the PNB last
morning.
Night. It was sent to the PMB, all PMB directors last night, and I sent it to the Governance Committee this morning.
Okay. Rushing through.
And it,
okay.
And in... Freeland,
I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Pardon?
I'd like to be on the stack, Ken Freeland.
Okay, Ken. And who else? Anybody else?
Chair, before we...
Wait, you, Ken, shall I call you?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Before we do that, could I... make sure I have the motion.
Yeah. Here.
It starts out, whereas it is stated in bylaws Article 8, Section
mm-hmm.
2.
That's
and
right.
It ends with resolve, the PNB shall elect annually no more than two.
That's the first one, yes.
Okay, that is what we got. Thank you.
Okay, yes, well, I would like to speak to it.
Yes, please, you speak to it first since you're the maker of the motion.
Well, the idea that only one director can... be on has, as it says here, never been actually acted on, and it's just simply been taken as that something happened like that, but we often, and the idea was supposed to be that this way you would have fairness, that one station wouldn't have more people than another, but in my experience as an LSB member to various committees, the situation is that sometimes the station goes for months or even a year with no representation, because there's no one been found to be on it, on the committee. So you cannot guarantee equal representation that way, and what you are doing is limiting the number of people who are willing and able to do work so that less work can be done. The objections that I think David Adelson raised, that you would have these 15 or 20 people on a committee, I have not heard of any committee where any such numbers were clamoring to be on, much less clamoring to do any work. So it seems to me ridiculous in an institution which is based on, we have a large board, a full board, and the bulk of the work is supposed to be done in committee. If you limit the people who can do the work, you're going to limit the work getting done. And I don't see any reason to do that, so I'm hoping you will agree with me and vote for this.
Ken?
Add Bob to the stack, please.
Richard would like to be on the stack, please.
Okay, so it'll be Ken, Bob, and Richard.
And Serene, please.
Pardon, who is somebody else?
Serene.
Serene, okay. Ken?
Ken, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I had submitted an initial motion, but I said at the time that I was open to any other alternative, and it seems to me that Mary's is less onerous, so I hope it will be considered, and then we won't have to consider my motion as well, which would be mooted by passage of Mary's motion. I'd like to ask Mary to amend her own motion to take out the word customary. It's not the case that the PND has always elected only one or restricted it to one. My understanding is that the first year, more than one committee member was considered, and therefore the custom is relatively recent. But in any case, I think customary gives it a force that it really ought not have after only 2 years of PNB operation. So I would like to request that you remove the word customary from the proposal or amend it to that effect. Thank you.
Mark Paul for the stack.
Do I need to?
Mary?
I'm willing to do that. I
okay.
have no objection to
okay.
doing that.
Okay. Let's see, who is next? Richard?
Well, wait a minute. You can't just do it because she wants to do it. Once it's on the floor, it doesn't belong to her anymore. So we all have to not object to that change to make it official.
Okay, fine. Richard, go ahead with your comment, though.
My concern has to do with how we're going to implement this. And I think we should, if we're going to make this a new rule, I think it should go into effect at the beginning of the next year, just so that we don't have to go back and redo everything again.
There are two motions. One is for permanent policy, which would obviously take effect next year. The other is to remedy current year. I mean, it wouldn't take effect next year. It would take effect now,
immediately.
But it would impact next year. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I thought hers says take effect immediately.
Yeah,
the second resolution.
The second one remedies how to make that happen for this year, simply.
Right, and see, my concern is that if you make it take effect immediately, unless you go back and get rid of and redo the elections all over, what you do is what you've done in with a situation where STV is involved, and you're trying to have broad participation, you're going to have a majority elect one the first time, then you have another election a month later, you get the majority electing the second one. So you don't have any STV balance. Whereas if you elect two at the same time, the majority will get one, the minority will get one, and you'll get broader.
Bob?
Is that a point of order that where, how would I say that that's not correct? There'd be nobody removed. It would only vote to add one.
Yeah, I'll add you after.
That's not what I was saying, removing anybody. I'm saying
right.
If you add one, if you put one on twice, you don't have the STV allowance that.
Okay, anyway, we can respond to that later. Bob?
I'll pass. Put me at the end of the stack, please.
Okay, Mary?
Jim, can I look on the stack again, please?
I'm sorry, who else is on the stack?
Ken Freeland back on the stack, please. Ken Freeland.
Yes, okay. But mute yourself and
I'll
blink until I call you.
Madam Chair, something's got to be done about this. I'm losing my hearing.
Who's this?
It's Richard, and I'm playing in personal privilege. There's just way too much noise on this thing. Whoever's doing it's got to stop it.
Okay, Mary?
Yeah.
Point of information.
I think that Richard's point would not. What he's talking about, that scenario, is almost so unlikely to occur. There are very few people who are going to want to do this, and we're only talking about it may be just me, and maybe it's Ken, and I haven't heard a single other person who even wants to do this. I was on the governance committee for 2 years. I'm the chair of our local board governance committee, and I would like to keep on contributing to it. I don't know that anybody else is going to be wanting to do this, so that scenario won't apply. It would just be a vote to add these very few people.
Okay, Bob? Or you want to go after Ken?
Mark Paul for the stack.
Yeah, I'll go the end of the current stack.
Put me on, Lydia,
okay.
Wendy.
Okay. Okay. Then Ken?
Hadn't you called on Serene?
Is Serene on there? Serene,
I'm going to pull over. I'm going to pull over so that I can silence and keep this quiet a little bit. Okay. I just want to address the question of remedy here, because it seems to me that Richard and some others may not understand the purpose of this, and the initial purpose of this motion. The DNB took its elections for all of these committees simultaneously. Therefore, there was not an opportunity for any of the electors to consider whether anybody had already been assigned to one, two, three, or more committees before voting for them to be on yet another committee, because it was all done at one time. That's why there's a need for remedy here, because in my case, for example, I was not elected to any committee I requested to be on, whereas some other people from KPFT were elected to be on three. So there was an imbalance there that I felt would not have been the case had we had serial elections. If we had serial elections with SPV voting, there could not be an objection. But the fact that they were taken all at once meant that there was no opportunity for people to consider other people having already been elected to committees before considering whether they want them on other committees. And I know on our LSBs, we pretty much do it serially, and that's the reason why. And that's the reason why the remedy is needed this year. Thank you.
Okay. Did you say Serene wanted to be on? Because I didn't hear her. Serene?
I did. I guess you guys are having a
moment. Okay, Serene, go ahead.
I have concerns about any formula that allows for any particular listening area, for one listening area, to have more representation on a committee than any other listening area. I think that if people have been elected and are failing to appear and participate in the call, then their LSV ought to take them to task for that. In fact, I think that's one of the things that we actually need to look to amending, because the suggestion that somehow at a PNB meeting in January, where many people are meeting each other for the first time, that they're better able to assess the skills and the interests and the ability of people to represent the concerns of their listening area and the concerns of even people with whom they may disagree, that can somehow be decided by a bunch of people who are meeting them for the first time better than a local station board is a strange concept to me. I think it's one of the many things that we need to fix in the bylaws. So I actually think that the directors ought to be selected locally. But until we can get such a change in place, I absolutely, even when we get such a change in place, the accountability for people showing up or not showing up to do the work is something that should be handled locally. In the meantime, to give any given listening area four votes on a committee where one where another area has three is unacceptable to me, period.
Okay. George, R. Paul, and Wendy.
And then Bob.
I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't ask to be on the stack.
Oh, okay. R. Paul?
Okay. Yeah, I really understand people wanting to be on the committees and, not being on it is a bother. And from what I'm hearing, I think the Pacifica National Board seriously needs to rethink how it holds those votes. I mean, it should certainly be done one after another in serial rather than, you know, lump it all into a big pot of porridge. It sounds like they screwed up there. However, if this were to pass, I would really want STV to be observed. In other words, if this were to pass, I would really not be able to vote for it unless I knew that it meant that all of the committee memberships were going back to the PNB and that whole process was going to be done over again, this time electing two from each area to a committee rather than only one. The idea of plugging people in preferentially does violate the STV. And also, you know, the Pacifica Foundation has five radio stations and a bunch of affiliates. We have to be aware of the fact that, we need to have some balance there among all of these entities. I can see where we sort of have a bit of a conflict between people wanting to do something which is laudable and the possibility in the future of stuff we may not be anticipating, which would be fights among LSBs, which would probably happen on the PNB, over, you know, Station X has more votes than Station Y, so Station X is, people aren't thrilled with that. So I see a lot of conflict that could come out of this, And again, although having more people work on it is laudable and good, there are too many open holes in here where stuff could go wrong. So I would really need to see this modified to say that each area will get to elect, will have two people elected rather than the one now, and do it all over again.
I have a question. How do the affiliate directors get on these committees? I know they get on, and it's after we voted for a committee. So how do they get on without having to go through an STV election?
This is Wendy. In the past, what we've done is just let them be on whatever committee they want.
That's my question. So that does not go through an STV voting process. Now, can we move on to Wendy is next?
Well, Arpal sort of said some of the things I wanted to say. I am very excited that anybody wants to do this work and saddened that they're not elected to do it and allowed to within the structure that we have right now. I know that I've read a couple things from Ken before that said, you know, we need to hold a serial election, you know, and me, with the experience that I've had, I've just, that kind of just, it's not a complicated word, serial, but I wasn't thinking about, I mean, I know what the PMB has done before, and so today it has finally hit me that they actually conducted all of, like, I guess everybody submitted all their committee votes in one ballot this time, and people, it all came out at once at the end. That is crazy. We've never done that before, because and on the LSB level too, everybody always brings it up. Well, you have to do them one at a time, because if somebody isn't elected for one, they might want to run for the next one. So I guess now what I'm understanding is that this was all done in one big bunch, which I'm sorry, I didn't really pay attention to that serial word before. The fact that what Richard and Arpal now are saying is really important, because the whole thing about how we elect people in the bylaws is that we do STV elections, and Richard said it pretty clearly that you know, if there's more than one candidate, we do an STV, and it's so that different voices are heard. And if we now tell everybody, okay, all of a sudden we're going to add people, then it's okay, we got the majority elected the first one at the original election, and then the majority would elect the second one. I'm really in favor of this two-person thing. I mean, I would love to just say as many people as want to could be on it, but in the end, that could end up being open to abuse, and it's also, you know, every additional phone caller costs the foundation this much more money. So there's subcommittees and LSV committees, and any listener can do whatever they want to give input to those committees. But I think at this point that we really can't just suddenly say, okay, we're going to have another election, even though I see what Mary's saying in that there probably aren't a whole lot of other people that want to do it. But, you know, we're also factionalized at our stations, too. We could say, well, anybody who wants to do it might already have some motive. And you know what, I'm not saying that, and just please don't. It's more complicated than it appears, is what the point is that I'm trying to make. And so I would vote for this for the next year, but I'm not going to vote for it today.
Bob?
Ken, I'd like to be back on the stack, please.
Who?
Ken Freeland.
Richard, I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Who's that? Who?
Richard. Thank you.
Okay. Bob, speak.
Okay. I agree with the overall spirit of what Mary's trying to accomplish here, but I have, well, several of the concerns I have been echoed by other people. And let me stipulate here that I myself could benefit by Mary's motion, because I ran for two committees for which I was not elected. So despite that, however, I don't think it's the wise way to go. Just quickly, what people already said that I agree with is it creates geographic imbalance, which I think is unwise. And one thing that hasn't been said is that it also exacerbates our existing problems with reaching quorum, which have stymied several committees. Technology, for instance, didn't meet the entire year last year, partly because it could never get a quorum. Same for a committee of inclusion, national committee of inclusion, et cetera. So I don't think we want to set up those kind of problems. However, the part that I agree with in what she's trying to do is that if people want to work on a committee, they should be welcomed. And so therefore, I have an amendment that I think could accomplish that. And that would be, or I'm sorry, a substitute motion. And that would be that the first runner-up in any PNB committee election will have the right to participate but not vote on that committee. And so that means that that person who wanted to be on the committee but didn't get enough votes will really be there to do any work they want to do, to have a voice in the deliberation. But when the vote comes, that geographic parity will be maintained. And also it won't be it will never create a quorum problem because you have now one additional person that has to be present at every meeting. And also that has to agree on the date for the next meeting, which is another complicating factor the larger each committee becomes. And one final comment is that it just flew out of my head. Never mind. Go ahead.
Point of order.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm just going to take... there's a lack of clarity here on something. Number one, the reason this was brought forward was also because in the bylaws it says at least one director on these committees. The clear implication is that it's desirable to have more than one. Secondly, this is an STV election for a second seat. And the first election was an STV election for one seat. This is for the first seat. This would be
order, please. You don't have an STV election for one seat.
Well,
it's only when you have more than one that there's anything to worry about.
Well, we did have an STV election for one seat. For one seat per station on the committees. And so this is the second seat per station on the committees, and it would have the benefit of having the affiliates be part of this STV process to the committees. Anyway, that was the intent, but let's move on to on the stack. Next is...
I'm sorry,
Lydia, I couldn't
hear that. There was
we're at time?
Yes.
Okay, does anybody want to move to extend? And may I say that it's been more than 3 hours, 3.5 hours. So, but go ahead.
Mary Berg, I had a point of order.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you extending time for?
No one's moved yet to extend time. Hello?
Good.
Does anybody want to move to extend?
I would love to.
Well,
five.
Are you?
I'll
oh, that's right. She
five.
Can't. She's on.
No,
stage.
I can't.
I'll move to extend for 5 minutes.
Any objection?
Who's moving?
How many minutes?
Richard, I think. Okay.
5 minutes, he said.
Yes, 5 minutes. Okay, Mary?
Yeah, there are provisions. Speaking to Bob's substitute motion, there are already provisions in the bylaws that there can be an alternate. It isn't explained how they can be there. The alternate would be there. And if the person and would vote, would participate and would vote if the other person was absent. So I don't think that the runner-up would work. I didn't run in that election, so that wouldn't do me any good. I didn't run so that we would, because that's what I agree. Well, all right, if I can only be on one, I made my choices, and nobody from KPFA ran against anybody else from KPFA. Not because I didn't want to. Not because I didn't want to be on. So that amendment would certainly not do my situation any good. Then I would pursue trying to be on as an alternate, I guess. That's certainly a provision in the bylaws, and nothing has ever been done to revoke it.
But you didn't submit your candidacy, is what you're saying.
No, because no one from KPFA did, because we just simply, I was told I could only be, I had to make my choices, and that was it. So I couldn't, if I chose, I figured at the time I chose the coordinating over the governance because I understood, and people had told me, well, you can be elected as an LSB person. Then I found, no, I couldn't do that, so I didn't run for that either, though I doubtless, I probably would have been one of the people, I don't. But because I've been on every year, but I didn't run for that either. So,
okay.
It just seems a very strange situation. I don't understand how anyone could abuse this when we have, you can't guarantee that you will have equal representation because people are missing off stations and they're not on there. So the only way you could guarantee equality was to kick everybody else off if one station doesn't have representation. So that, it, there's no, and we did have that situation, some of you may know that, for months and months and months on several committees. They just didn't have anyone from certain stations.
Okay, Richard?
And add Bob, please.
And
yeah,
Bob and
I guess.
I think we'll be at time. Go ahead.
Mary, I'm concerned about, you know, some of your arguments, because the question of equal representation is not who shows up. It's the opportunity to be there, just like in any other situation, and people can decide not to show up. But what Bob mentioned and what I'm concerned about, you don't want to have people, some areas being allowed to have more than others. But the most important thing I want to speak to, other than what I said about the STV problem by not electing all these people at once, is that you do not make an you do not pass rules generally just to accommodate one or two people. When you pass a rule, it's going to have broad implications, and you can't say, I don't think other people are going to be affected by this because nobody showed any interest. That could change overnight, and you cannot ever make a general rule with that kind of an argument, because it applies to everybody, and everybody could come out of the woodwork the next day and say, I'm going to do this. So it just seems to me that we shouldn't do this now.
Point of order, the rule is in the bylaw already, at least one. There's no limit.
Point of order, Ken Freeland, I had to ask earlier to be on the stack, and I didn't hear my name mentioned when you read the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Ken. And then then Bob, and then we're at time.
Regarding what Bob said earlier, there's no exacerbation of the quorum requirement. The quorum requirement is 50%. It doesn't matter whether you have five people on the committee or 500. It's still 50% need to show or not show. So it's really just a question of the commitment of the people on the committee. It's not going to be affected by the number of people that are assigned to the committee. It's going to be affected by their level of commitment. The second thing is give a little testimony here as to what happened in the original vote here. I was given to understand by the chair of the PNB that we could only have one person on the board. I contest this, and it was the chair was sustained in insisting that we had a binding precedent. But it turns out, even according to his own recognition now, that there was not a binding precedent. And so we were operating under false pretenses when we limited it to one. To respond to Richard's concern, all we have to do is stipulate that an additional opening for each of these designated committees would be subject to IRV voting, which is essentially what we did in the first place, since we were limiting it to one anyway. So that's my statement. Thank you very much.
Okay. And so Bob?
Okay. To respond to Mary's concern, I think and her pointing out very good point that there is the alternate provision already in the bylaws, I guess I'd like to propose a substitute to my own substitute, a new approach maybe, which let's try this on. What if we simply kind of activate that sentence in the bylaws and say that beginning immediately, meaning at the LA board meeting, alternates can be elected to all committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person resigns. And that way we don't have to rerun the election from scratch that we did in January. And anyone who may have not offered their candidacy the last go-round now has another shot at it. And
well, that would have to be specified, because an alternate implies that you're already a registered candidate and did not receive sufficient votes to fill that one seat.
No.
Well, that's not how I interpret the word that in the bylaws. I think it's up to the board, and this committee can advise the board how to define the word alternate. And I think we can define it to mean either... You know, I think in future years it probably should be the runner-up, but for this year we could say it can be subject to a brand new election for the position called alternate. And if there's a committee that nobody wants to run, then you don't need to have the election. But you know, you say nominations are now open for the alternate from KPFT on the governance committee, and you go through the roster and just see if, in fact, that doesn't even have to be done orally. It can be done by circulating a paper at the start of the meeting, and then the chair can announce, well, there's candidates for, you know, 3 seats on this committee, 2 seats on that, so let's just run the elections right now on the ones where there are candidates.
Ken Freeland, I'd like to speak against the amendment, please.
Okay. I'd like to get on the stack also, Serene.
Ken and Serene. Quickly, we still have to.
We are way over time.
Lydia,
if you want to continue, please call for another time extension.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to call for the orders of the day.
Thank you.
Who's calling for the orders?
Grace Aaron.
Grace
Aaron.
Okay. So we have to move on with that.
Point of order?
Yes.
Even after someone calls for the orders of the day, it's always in order for someone to move to extend.
Okay. Is there a motion to extend?
Move that we extend by 7 minutes.
This?
Serene.
7 minutes.
I object.
Okay, roll call.
Okay, 1 second.
Please state the question.
Pardon?
What is the question?
Extending 7 minutes. It was moved to extend 7 minutes. Someone objected. Let's do a roll call.
Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this by 7 minutes. Grace Aaron?
No.
Lydia Brezon?
No.
Jim Brown? A.C. Byrd?
Pass.
Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Pass. Rosalinda Palacios?
No.
Richard Phelps?
No.
George Ryder?
Jane.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Is the vote on extending time?
Yes, extending for 7 minutes.
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
No.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Abstain. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4, 7, 2. The vote is 4 in favor, 7 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay. So we do not extend. And, no, let me see. I don't even know where we are. Substitute motion by Bob.
We have, I have it as an amendment, I think.
You have it as an amendment? Okay. So we have to take a vote on that first. Does somebody want
point of order?
Okay.
If I may raise this very quickly here. That amendment was not debated at all. Just wanted to make that point in passing. It was not debated at all.
Okay.
That's not a point of order.
Okay. Now, the amendment,
it is a point of order because the Robert's rules give every member of a committee the right to debate on every single motion before it decides.
But if
That's we clear.
Run out of time.
But you have the right to debate. If we run out of time, it precludes the right to debate, then it's a violation of Robert's rules. The whole idea is a violation of Robert's rules.
On the contrary.
Okay. R. Paul, what is the amendment?
The amendment, as I have it, is beginning immediately. Beginning immediately, alternates can be elected to all committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person resigns.
Just insert the word PNB in front of committees.
All PNB committee.
Resigns or is absent?
I'm sorry, that was incorrect. It should be unless the appointed. R. Paul, what was the phrase? Unless the what?
Well, I have, beginning immediately, alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person resigns.
Unless the elected person vacates the office, is what I meant to say.
How is that different from resigns?
Well, if they're
they
absent.
Could be removed. Or,
what if they're just absent?
We have a standing rule now that if you miss 3 meetings, you're removed. So that's why I would say vacates, which would imply for whatever the reason they're no longer the elected person once they're gone.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
This got
this was put in as read. This changes the motion. So we need a ruling from a chair right here. I would submit that it's too late to change this. It was debated this way.
Right.
Okay, I'll take two in favor, two against, and then go to a vote. Anybody?
In favor of the...
favor of this motion, which is now used the word vacate instead of resign.
What is the amendment? Chair is, point of order, is the chair asking for debate on the motion or debate on whether this is in order?
No, I'm asking for a debate on the motion.
Chair needs to rule
on
order.
The amendment.
On what is in order? Just changing the word from resign to vacate?
Well, yes, because that's kind of, I mean, I don't know what that means fully, and I don't know that anybody else does.
Then let's argue on that. Whatever will move this ridiculous section forward. And you can quote me and put it in the record. Okay, two in favor and two against on the word of vacate instead of resign.
May I speak to it, Mary Bird?
Of course.
Well, normally an alternate in every group I've been in votes when the regular people, are not present. So even if they're sick, the alternate votes. We have that on program council. We have that everywhere that I've ever seen an alternate. So certainly vacates, if a person is removed for some other reason, resigning doesn't make sense. If they're not in the seat, then the alternate should take the seat for whatever the reason. They don't have to have resigned. It doesn't seem to make sense.
I'd like to speak in favor of using the term
Doreen.
There are a number of ways that someone is no longer eligible or able to serve, either because that person resigns or in case, since we do have this rule about three unexcused absences, or it might be just three absences, I'm not sure, that the seat becomes vacant. To my knowledge, alternates are not people who step in simply because someone happens to be absent from a particular meeting. An alternate is someone who replaces that person in a fully official capacity, including the right to vote when that person is no longer active in the role to which they were elected. So I would be in favor of using the language alternate. In fact, that was the point of information that I was attempting to insert.
You mean the language vacate?
Vacate, yes.
Okay, the next, somebody against?
Yeah, R. Paul.
Go ahead.
First of all, yes, this is not the way this should be done, but we're doing it, so we go through it. Vacates, I think, is actually vague. It could be interpreted to mean the way we have it here. It could be interpreted to mean if somebody doesn't show up at a meeting, the alternate is voting. And I don't think that's what people mean. But if we were to, extend time on this and start fiddling with it, I'd say something, put in a couple of extra words that would clear it up, like elected person resigns or in some other way, vacates. I don't think vacates is really it. Or some other way is permanently no longer there. Maybe permanently vacates. Something like that. As it is, vacates is open to interpretation, which is going to cause problems.
One more person in favor?
Bob?
Go ahead.
Really, all I'd say is we could ask unanimous consent to insert the word permanently in front of vacate. It would, I think, resolve our poll's concern.
Any objection? Okay, we will add the word permanently vacate, and let's go to a vote. Rob Paul, take the roll call on the main motion.
Okay, let me...
And can we have it reread?
Yeah.
Is this a main motion or an amendment?
So the amendment, I guess. Now it's the amendment.
It's the alternate amendment. The amendment as amended.
This is the alternate amendment.
Okay, one second.
I'm confused. What are we doing?
We're voting on Bob's amendment about alternates.
Okay.
Do we put these somewhere? Or?
Mm-hmm.
I try to bring those without having them.
Our Paul and somebody
yes,
mute.
One second. I need to correct this in two places so that we don't later have a dispute about it. All right. The motion I have is the amendment I have is. Beginning immediately, alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person permanently vacates. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Jim Brown. A.C. Byrd.
Pass for the moment.
Kate Campbell. Mark Hernandez.
No.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, pass. Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Richard Phelps?
Are we voting on the amended motion?
We're voting on an amendment. The amendment is, beginning immediately, alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person permanently vacates.
I will vote yes.
George Ryder?
Oh.
George Ryder?
No.
No. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Oh.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Me? No. Okay. Is there anybody whose name I haven't called? Okay, I have 7-4, 6 against, no abstentions.
So passes.
Now we're voting the main motion, right?
What?
The main motion is next?
Wait, hold on a second. All right.
Do you want to read the main motion?
Can somebody please move away from their sink?
Yeah, toilet. I think it was a toilet.
Star 6.
Shades of Bert Lee.
Oh. What a much better room.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so that now... We have something we have to pay attention to here. That amendment replaced the other amendment, which means that basically we have to vote on that same thing right now because we have a main motion that Mary Berg put in, and we have an amendment that has now been amended. But we have to vote now to make this amendment go to the main motion.
And what was the amendment?
Well, the amendment that we would have to vote on now is exactly the same thing we just voted on.
What?
Hmm? Okay. Again, I'll explain. There was a main motion. Then Bob made an amendment to that. Then he made another amendment, which was a substitute to his first amendment. Okay, that substitute just passed. Its status now is that it is the amendment to the main motion.
Okay, I see.
So we have to vote on this, what we just did
to make it the main motion, right?
Say again?
Paul, once a substitute motion amendment is passed, it substitutes.
Yeah.
So it was voted on positively.
Exactly.
It passed. You don't have to vote on it again.
Oh, of course you do.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Okay, the thing is this. I'll explain it again. There was a main motion, and there was an amendment to it. Then there was an amendment to that amendment, which was effectively a substitute for that amendment. Okay, that substitute passed. Its status now is that it is an amendment to the main motion. It has to be voted on.
Was the substitute language accepted universally by consent?
No, a lot of people voted against it.
No.
Point of information, are you saying that this would now, by the main motion you're talking about, the motion I brought in the first place, that
right.
would elect annually no more than two?
Yes, but this was a substitute amendment
that
passed. I don't understand why we would need another vote.
It was a substitute to the amendment Bob had originally made.
And so it...
Bob made an amendment, and then he thought this was better. So he brought this up, and
right.
it passed. So it replaces the other amendment. Its status is that it is an amendment.
I think our Paul's right, and we're wasting time arguing.
Okay,
everybody isn't going
to
change their vote.
Let's just take a vote to placate our Paul, because I think he's wrong, but let's just vote to the line.
It's not a personal privilege. It's not a placating thing. This is Roberts. If you like, we'll go look at it.
It
allows for everybody's right.
I know, but I happen to think that you're wrong even by Roberts, but I want to move on, so let's just take a vote.
Well,
let's just stop debate. I mean, my God, look at this.
Well, wait until this one passes and then see what happens next. You don't like that one either.
I don't care. 4 hours, let's take a vote. Roll call.
Well, hey. So are we going to do a roll call on this one?
Roll call.
Okay.
Can I get a clarity as to what we're voting on?
We're voting to double
the amendment that was already substituted.
Right, now we're voting to actually pass it. That it's now the main motion. Is that what we're doing?
No,
we're not
the main
motion
yet.
It's the main substitute motion.
No, it would become the main motion. Is that not correct?
Yes, if
we're voting on.
Now, it becomes the main motion.
Right, and instead of what I brought in the first place.
Right.
This will replace that. Yes.
Hello, then please read it.
Okay. Beginning immediately, alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person permanently vacates. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Whittier Brezon.
No.
Jim Brown. E.C. Byrd.
Pass.
Cade Campbell. Mark Hernandez.
No.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Rosalinda Palacios.
Yes.
Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Doreen Roberts.
Yes.
Say again?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez. Julie Rodriguez? I hear nothing. Wendy Schroll?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Okay. Is Julie Rodriguez there? Okay, I think she dropped off. A.C. Byrd.
I think I'm going to... Yes, I go yes.
Yes.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, we have 7-2.
Someone just came back.
Hello.
7-5.
Well, I'm looking at 7-5-0 here, so I guess... Oh, right. One person didn't vote the second time through. Okay. Madam Chair, I have 7-5-0.
Okay. So that's now the main motion.
Yes.
Okay. So now we take another vote for the main motion.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Take the roll call.
Okay.
Point of clarification. I thought we just voted to make that the main motion, the one that Bob submitted for. Why are we voting again? I don't understand.
Point of order. Pass the main motion.
The reason you're doing it is because you have agreed to replace the original main motion. Some people may vote to do that in order to kill the main motion. It's various strategy reasons. But properly procedure, you now that you substituted the main motion with a new main motion, you vote on that as if it were the main motion.
Because it is.
Okay.
Still doesn't make sense. Go ahead.
Okay. Beginning immediately, alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person permanently vacates. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Whittier Brezon.
No.
Jim Brown. A.C. Byrd.
Pass on this.
Cade Campbell. Mark Hernandez.
No.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Rosalinda Palacios.
Yes.
Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Doreen Roberts.
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez. Wendy Schroll.
No.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Okay. Okay, is there A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
This is Julie. I guess I was muted. Yes.
Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay, I have 760.
Okay.
Dwayne.
Hello? Okay. So if we can move on now to the WPFW issue. And this was... Hello? And I sent on the motion that was incomplete because it was amended on Friday night, and the amended portion, which does not affect the assignation to this committee, or at least the wording that says that we can have an opinion on this issue. And this is the issue of the elections at WPFW of their directors. It is obvious that we're way beyond time. People are starting to fall off, and we can't fully discuss the merits or demerits of the issue. However, you should also read the motion carefully, because it does involve the fact that WPFW needs to chime in again, and that they are going to have a ruling as amended. And again, we need to get that amendment from Angela Deloria. Is that her name? Loria, who is the election supervisor on the issue as well. So there are a lot of missing pieces, but more importantly, as with the Ken Freeland issue, is that a lot of the new members and the new LSB members are not privy to, they have not received the chair of the WPFW's report, and I think that needs to be in combination with going online and listening to the coordinating committee discussion of that this past week. And it's just a matter of now. I would recommend that we take this up at the next governance committee meeting.
When is the next governance committee meeting?
I don't know.
We have to decide that,
and I would recommend that we do that by email.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes.
This is Wendy. So, to be clear, I read what you sent us, and I don't have it in front of me, but it seems like what you said is that you're giving us this issue. It hasn't been referred to governance. The PNB has decided that PFW needs a remedy in this election, and here's some ways they can do it, and if I think it was four
if
different committees.
If governance, PFW, and the elections committee wish to chime in, but then it goes on to say any other committee. So
okay, but they're not waiting for the governance committee to do something, right?
No, they set their own timetable.
Okay.
So it isn't pressing for us to weigh in. I think it's appropriate for us to weigh in. That's my personal opinion, but we don't have the time. Not only do we not have the time, but we don't have all of the material, because some of the other steps could affect whatever we might decide. In other words, if the election supervisor at WPFW decides to count the ballots and rerun the election before our next meeting, that could affect it. If nothing happens before our next meeting, we would weigh in based on the information available to us.
Right, but PFW has been ordered to do something by the PNB, right?
Yes, they were given 30 days to have the election supervisor make the determination about the two ballots and count those if she so decides to do so.
What if she doesn't? Then
there are other mechanisms that go beyond that. It's a whole 60-day formulation that everybody should have received that motion.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Where are we? So does somebody want? Do we all agree that this can be considered at our next meeting, given that we're past 4 hours meeting?